Good morning. 6:18, 9:18, 13. Yes, yes indeed. 6:18 in the morning, 9:13, September 13th. I'm sorry, September 18th. 6:18, 9:18, 2013. Thank you. Yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Miles and 17 minute first mile, not bad. Not bad. Considering that was the mile I stopped to take the picture in, not bad at all. So I'll take it. I was not pushing terribly hard this morning. Well, a little bit harder than yesterday. Yesterday I was just sort of dragging. Today I am dragging. Today is, Today is Wednesday. Last night was rehearsal night. So the kid was up until, well, we left the parking lot of the school at like 10:25. So it was like after 11 before I got to bed. And 5 o'clock I was up again. Just to try to get my head screwed down before coming out to talk to you and before I have to get in the car and drive the kid back to school. I hope she's moving, that's all I can say. So, you know, the sale, the big sale. So I've been keeping an eye on it. We've crested. The sales velocity has tapered off greatly. They're still slightly higher than normal sales, but it's not going to last very long. I've already dropped down several points in Amazon ranking, as well as Barnes & Noble Nook ranking. Now the question is, was it worth it? The problem that I've got is that for it to be worth it, there has to have been a significant sort of return. Now there are two kinds of returns. Financially it's been a bust. I sold 5 times more books, but I earned 1/10 the royalty. So for those books anyway, the rest of the books have not picked up sales yet, or have not picked up substantially. I have noticed that full share has moved up out of the 7,000s into the 4,000s, but that's a matter of a couple sales a day. It's not significant money. It's not significant sales. It's not significant units. It's significant units difference is what I'm getting to. So financially, I don't know. It will perhaps pay out in the people who go on to the high price spread and buy the rest of the books at the normal price. But as near as I can tell, that might be as few as maybe 200. Maybe 300. And that represents a 1-2% increase in the reader base. Now, well, 100 people sounds great, and you know, I'm not going to turn them down, that's for sure. And if I didn't have as many readers as I do, you know, if I had 1,000 readers instead of 20,000 readers, that would be a 10% increase, assuming, of course, that I got the same amount of buy-in and read-through at that lower level of audience membership. So I think that one of the problems, and it's a wonderful problem to have, is that I've just been so successful at building an audience over the last 7 years that this kind of advertising doesn't really appear to be doing too much. Now, if all 1,000 people, I guess it's closer to 1,500 people now, probably will be 2,000 by the time the week is out. So call it 2,000. That would be a 10% increase in readership on the first book, which isn't bad. And in terms of drawing attention, that's not bad. The question is, how many of them will I keep? And that's the question that I can't really answer. In part because people read at different speeds. And so while I have a point in time where I can look and say, oh yes, I moved this big chunk of books right here because it shows up in my sales, it shows up in my sales ranks, it shows up in the tracking. Because going forward, people aren't going to be just, oh yes, well, I'll jump right on this because I've read the first book, now I'll go buy the third book. No, they're going to read the first book, then go on and read the second book, assuming that they bought both of them at 99 cents a piece. And then sometime next week or the week after or next month or whenever, then they'll decide whether or not they're going to go on to the next book. And so because some people read them right away, some people won't read it for 2 months, that 2,000 people is going to be diffused across such a broad time span that it's going to be difficult to spot any increased trends in sales. So that's a problem, that's a liability. In terms of design, in terms of flaw in the experiment. So for me, I think I have to express a certain level of ambivalence in terms of successfulness. The other hand, I have sold more books on Nook this month than ever before. So perhaps I will begin to get a foothold in Barnes & Noble. As I think I mentioned yesterday, it was really shocking to me how low the sales level needed to be in order to break into their top 100, which really, really makes me wonder just how many ebooks they're selling. If I can make the top 100 with a bare, I wonder what it was. It was probably around. And when I popped in, it was probably around 200 sales. So 200 sales over the course of a day and a half put me into Nook's top 100 books. By comparison, I need to sell that an hour to get into the top 100 of, well, and even then it's questionable, the top 100 of Amazon. Because there were a couple of hours there that I did sell 200 books on Amazon, on Kindle, which is why I got up to like 145, 149, somewhere in there. Sub 150. It didn't stay very long. It was like for a couple of hours and it started fading again right away. But I think the Kindle sales will at least trail off a little more gradually than the Nook sales. I'm already sliding down into the basement again over there. But again, the basement over there is filled with people who aren't selling very many books. Oh, look at that. It's gorgeous this morning. It is mostly cloudy. There's a monsoonal flow coming in from the southeast. There's a couple of patches of real black-looking cumulus clouds that are not yet ripe to blossom into thunderheads, but they there. Definitely that flavor of cloud action. And then off in the east, you know, this pale blue sky that's being lighted up by the sun. And there's some high thin clouds over there that are being painted pink and silver. Red sky and morning, sailor check warning, I suppose. Monk pole. So yeah, yesterday, speaking of promotional activity, yesterday I posted the photo, I did this morning too, to Google Plus. I'm still not sure how widely spread I want these words to go. In a lot of ways, it's sort of like the cool kids know about it and follow along. And it's sort of like an in-crowd thing. So making it available to the public is sort of, I'm not sure. I like having it be just us. But I certainly wouldn't turn my back on opening the door to other people who want to come along for the walk in the morning, who want to listen to me ramble, talk about this, that, and the other. Fall, definitely fall is in the air. There's this this dry leaf smell. Except that I don't think there are any dry leaves anywhere in a 100-mile radius right at the moment. Even yesterday, as nice as it was yesterday, and yesterday was very nice. Things didn't get completely dried out. My sump pump is still running every 20 minutes. Sorry, Abby Hilton. I owe Abby some lines. I need to send her some retakes, but geez, trying to find the time, trying to find the quiet enough place where I can do that is an amusing, if not interesting, challenge. Yeah, the cloud, the sun's coming up as it is normally wont to do at this time of day, this latitude, this time of year. And as it's coming up, the sun is picking off the high clouds up above these cumulus. So there's these black patches with really delicate looking pink structures behind them. Gorgeous. It's gorgeous. In other news, I still have not yet heard from my editor. I'm trying not to panic. She was supposed to have sent me the first 500 pages on Monday. But I haven't got them yet. And I haven't heard from her, so I don't know. I'll have to write to her today and find out if she got washed away. Few birds this morning. haven't seen the big flocks that I saw yesterday. Was it yesterday or was it the day before? I forget. All of these days blend together. Today is what? Day 52 without a break? I think so. July 28th was the last day I missed. And I have to tell you, the temptation to not come today, not walk today, was burning in me. It's like, really? Have I got to do it? I don't want to do it. But I did. Because, as I said sometime in the past, for the plussers who've added in and don't have any idea what the past has entailed for 700 days counting, there will be days this winter where I will not be comfortable risking my life on the icy sidewalks. Now, it's not like I'm going to slip and fall and die. Although, you know, I could get taken out by a car sliding sideways down the road and up onto the sidewalk and squeeze me. That could happen. It's not likely, but it could. It's much more likely that I would slip and fall and crack a rib or break a leg or an arm or something like that. And while it makes me sound, it makes me feel a bit like a frail little old man to say, I'm too old to take those kinds of risks for the sake of a 2-mile walk. Not to say I won't take some of them, but I'm just laying it out there. There will come days when it ain't gonna happen. Oh, now the clouds, sun's up high enough that the clouds is picking up the bottoms of the dark ones. I'd stop and take a picture, but it would ruin my time for tomorrow. And there's really something magical about this time of day. It really, you know, if you need an exercise regimen, if you're one of those people who spends all their time sitting, like I do, I highly recommend getting out and walking in the morning. Get it up, get it moving, get the blood pumping. You don't need to do a podcast about it if you don't want to. Although, I have to say, I have to admit, that one of the main reasons that I got out here this morning was because I knew people were going to say, oh, he missed one. It's like putting your diet note on the refrigerator where everybody in the house can see it. It's like my little podcast every day is my accountability tag. Yes, I went out. I went out today. I did. But it's beautiful. Gosh, it's gorgeous. I may have to take another picture when I get back to the house. I'm almost back, so we should hear from Endomondo any minute. Yeah, 18 minutes.
18 minutes, 9 seconds per mile.
That's not bad. It's not, you know, it's 17 and a half, which is my normal, but I'm really tired, so that's kind of the story. But I'm going to stop here. I am right next to the back gate. I'm not quite back to it yet, but I'm going to go take a picture of this and post it because it's beautiful. So, being almost at the back gate, it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.